It's the time of the season when love for pop music runs high. Summer is officially here, and an unofficial competition is underway to crown 2013's Song of the Summer. Now, we're talking about those unavoidable pop anthems that are played over and over again on the radio, at the beach, and out the window of passing cars. I got a feeling. What you want? You can't escape them. You can only hope to enjoy them. NPR Music's Otis Hart has curated a list featuring more than 100 of these hits from the last 50-plus years, and he joins me now to talk about them. Hey there, Otis.
Hey, Adi.
So what exactly makes a song of the summer? I mean, what's in the DNA of a song like that?
Well, I think it's got to have that melody that you can't get out of your head, whether you like it or not. And the Song of the Summer is something that just rises to the top and becomes ubiquitous. And we tried to actually go back, look at the singles charts from 1962 on, look at what was popular, what peaked during June through August of each year. So this wasn't really us saying, hey, this is our favorite song of the summer. It was, these were the songs that actually dominated every summer from 1962 through now.
All right, give us some examples, because I see 1962, it's the locomotion. So I got to know from then on, where do we go? What's a good song that that fits the bill?
Well, you know, I always equate the summer to high temperatures, you know, and bikinis and beachwear. And one song that really pops when you sort of take that into consideration is Nelly's Hot and Her from 2002. I personally
couldn't stand in some circles. I said, it's the kind of song that you can't help but sort of nod your head a little. Like, at first you're just nodding your head, then your shoulders, and then maybe you're dancing
maybe
inappropriately.
Maybe your derriere.
Yeah, exactly. Now, are all the songs on the list light and poppy? I mean, are there any summer songs that were political?
I wish that there were more, but there is one that stands out. It's Edwin Starr's 1970 hit, War, which goes to show you just how much the Vietnam War was dominating the American experience at that time.
And it's somehow catchy. A song, even though it's fairly intense, right? Like, you can't get that punchy war out of your mind once that song starts playing. All right, so we got to get to the songs of this summer, and I'm probably getting a sense from the charts that it's possibly Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines or Daft Punk's Get Lucky, or maybe there's something we haven't heard yet. I mean, it's only the beginning of July.
Yeah, and especially with the way the internet works these days, pop stars love to drop stuff without any, you know, warning whatsoever. But at this point, I think Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines seems like the front runner.
You know, Otis, I feel like I have a love-hate relationship with like 90% of the songs on your list, and some of these songs are really dated. I mean, do people still want to listen to them?
I wouldn't blame them if they don't want to. There's some really, really bad songs on this list. But I, as a music nerd myself, I love to hear how popular music has shifted over the last 50 years. You know, there were some really cheesy hits in the 80s, including Peter Cetera's Glory of Love. Tonight it's very clear, as we're both lying here, there's so many things I want to say. It was actually the theme song to Karate Kid Part 2. It is the product of the Hollywood machine. You know, there's some other songs on here, actually, too. Bryan Adams' Everything I Do It For You. That was a hit because of the Robin Hood film with Kevin Costner. And it just goes to show you how much a great movie can can brainwash us into loving a terrible song.
And that makes a lot of sense, too. Like, Eye of the Tiger's on here.
Exactly.
Don't talk smack about Eye of the Tiger, though.
Well, I was going to say, don't talk smack about Flashdance.
Oh, you have raised me a Flashdance. Otis Hart at NPR Music, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Adi.
And if you want to listen to the entire stream of NPR's Songs of the Summer, go to nprmusic.org.
Stay cool.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.